Thank you, Mr. Vice President, Your Excellencies, members of the Troika, ladies and gentlemen. It is my honor and privilege to say a few concluding remarks regarding the just-ended Universal Periodic Review of my country, Zimbabwe. I wish to extend my profound gratitude to you, Your Excellency, for your able leadership and the staff of the Human Rights Council for the outstanding manner in which they organized and conducted this session of the UPR Working Group. We found the proceedings of our review quite elaborate and constructive. I also wish to take this opportunity to express my sincere appreciation for the immense contribution and support of the Troika. Regarding the recommendations proposed by the esteemed member states to assist us improve our human rights protection mechanisms and obligations, I hereby reaffirm the position enunciated by the Chair Rapporteur of the Troika, His Excellency Chargé d'Affaires of the Permanent Mission of Macedonia to the United Nations, World Trade Organization, and other international organizations in Geneva. Indeed, out of the 260 recommendations tabled, my delegation has supported 142 and has made note of 18, while the rest have been deferred for further consideration back home. I would like to state that the government of Zimbabwe will work tirelessly to scrutinize the deferred recommendations in order to come up with a concrete position on each of the issues. We will communicate our position to the Council through the normal diplomatic channels and in the next session of the Human Rights Council. Finally, I wish to reiterate Zimbabwe's commitment to upholding human rights and the fundamental freedoms of its people and fulfilling its international human rights obligations. In this regard, we are grateful for the support we are getting from the United Nations human rights machinery, the Royal Norwegian Embassy in Zimbabwe, and other development partners in the implementation of our human rights obligations. We also remain committed to cooperating with the entire United Nations family to advance the overall global human rights agenda. With these remarks, Your Excellency, I thank